Our reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew, starting chapter 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by the Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, as we come to look at that Bible reading now, Lord, please would you give to us ears to hear what you are teaching. Help us, Lord, today, we pray, in your precious name. Amen. What is the best invitation you could imagine receiving? A birthday party with your best friend? An invitation to the wedding of a really famous person? An invitation to Buckingham Palace? I was thinking with my family this week, and we thought it would be wonderful to be invited to the Olympics opening ceremony. We watched the London Olympics on DVD lots in our house. Do you remember what a great party it was? The Queen doing a skydive, Mr. Bean doing chariots of fire, and thousands of people having loads of fun. But think about this Olympics and the opening ceremony. How sad it was that nobody could be there. It's like a symbol, isn't it, of the world at the moment, because so much is not as it should be. Where can we find true hope at a time like this? Well, today I want to share with all of you an invitation. I think it's the best invitation in the world ever. We're thinking about this prize, better than an Olympic gold, this prize of heaven, the place of eternal life, where God lives and where there'll be no more tears. Isn't that wonderful? But as Polly reminded us, this is something that's impossible for us to get in our own strength because of our sin. But we've been learning the great news this week that Jesus has done everything to enable us to come. And so he gives this amazing invitation. It's here on the screen. Just one sentence we're going to focus on today. Jesus says to all of us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let's just think about this invitation a bit more. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. Who's inviting us? Not the Queen, but a far bigger, better ruler, Jesus, God's Son himself. And do you notice? It's an invitation to all who are weary and burdened. All people are welcome in Jesus' party. People born into Christian families and those who are not. Those who seem good and those who seem bad. Those who look and sound like us and those who look and sound different. It's an invitation to all. And do you see, it's to those who are weary and burdened. For younger people here, that just means tired and weighed down with worry about all the troubles around us. You see, as Matic showed, there are some people who do not think they need God. Jesus was saying that earlier in the reading. Those who seem wise and clever, they think they can sort everything out by themselves. But there are others, and as Jesus says, young children in particular, who know they need God. And if we're going to say yes to this invite, we need to realise we need it. So let's think for a moment about what makes us weary and burdened. Now, I'd like to bring Polly back here at this point. Thank you, Polly, so much for helping me out. Yeah, come on, pick up this enormous rucksack, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Come and stand up here next to me. That would be really great. If you can do that. Thank you. Thank you, Polly. Well done. Well done. I've got some things here that make us feel weary and burdened. Here we go. School. Oh, especially with all the schoolwork you have to do. Work. Our jobs, and grown-ups know all about the difficulties, don't we, with our jobs. What have I got next? Oh, this is a heavy one. Worries. They're the things that keep us awake at night, or the things that we're scared might happen. What else have I got here? Oh, guilt. Because all of us, if we're honest, have done things that deep down we know are wrong, and we feel guilty about them. Put that in there. How are you doing, Polly?
Yeah.
All right. Here's a surprising one. Religion. Because actually, religion can be a huge burden. In Jesus' day, those other religious teachers kept saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. They burdened the people with rules. In fact, all of these things, they make you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. So let's wait, just wait, Polly, up a bit more. Are you all right there, Polly?
Yeah, that's fine.
Shall I put another one in? Right, let's just do this up to make sure. Just to say, you know, Polly used to play rugby at university, so I think she can cope with this. Can you cope with this?
Yep.
Great. So, if you recognize this, I don't know if you feel a bit like Polly at the moment, with all of these burdens on you, if you recognize you need help, then listen again to Jesus' promise. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, of course, he's talking about the rest that lasts forever. Heaven, no more tears. And he's talking about true peace. He's saying, come to me, and I will bring you to heaven. But also, he is inviting us to experience something of that rest now. So the verse after this in the reading says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Now, a yoke is something that you carry. And Jesus is saying that the burden he lays on his followers is really light. So here's Jesus compared with the other one. It's so light that it's like rest to our souls. The soul is the real you, deep down on the inside. Jesus is promising right in there, rest, peace, starting now, but going on forever, and especially in heaven. But our problem is that we look in other places for rest, like holidays. Now, they can be great, but they don't last. And sometimes they get spoilt by arguments, don't they? Or books and movies. It's great, isn't it, to escape into another world like Narnia or the Marvel Universe. But when you put the Kindle down, you have to face real life again. Or food and drink or other things we put into our bodies to try and make us feel better. Well, they might help for a while, but then you feel hungry and empty again. You're right there, Polly. Good. Or what about the perfect home? You dream of the perfect home? I was reading this week about this wonderful village in the mountains in Switzerland. And the people who live there say it's the most peaceful and beautiful place. But they've just found out that there are thousands of pounds of bombs buried in that valley. And they've got to leave their homes because it's too dangerous. Even the most perfect home doesn't last forever. These other things give us rest for a bit. Polly, take a seat. Go on. Yeah, take a seat. Oh, have a rest for a bit. That's what all of these other things are like. How are you feeling now, Polly?
I feel great.
Brilliant. But the problem is, you've got to get up and get on with life again, haven't you, at some point? Okay, no. Stand up again, please. There we go. But Jesus is promising something far better than all of these. He is promising to be the one who can really take this off forever. Oof, it is quite heavy. And give us his own burden, which is light and easy. Thank you so much, Polly. You can have a little seat for a moment.
Thanks.
Well done. Thank you. He promises to give rest to our souls, the true rest that starts small now because we still live in a world full of trouble, but we have peace inside with God and it grows and then we'll experience it fully, perfectly in heaven. And Jesus amazingly promises to be the one, and he promises actually that he's the only one who can really give this to us, and he's inviting you and me today. So, as we finish, how can you respond to this invitation? Well, it's easy. It's as easy as your ABC. A stands for accept, and that is to accept that you need this, that you are weary and burdened, and there are things that you can't deal with alone. It means not being like those clever people who think they can sort it all out themselves. A, accept. B, believe. And that means believe in Jesus, that he exists and that he is the one who can take the burden off and give us eternal life. And then C, come. Come to him. Jesus is not on earth physically anymore. That's obvious. But we learned this week that he rose to eternal life. And he's with us now by his Spirit. And we can come to him today simply by praying to him. And even we can do that. You can do that for the first time. A, accept. B, believe. C, come. Now, all the families with children who went to Hot Shots this week received an invitation to come and join us for this special celebration and picnic afterwards. But to enjoy it, you have to come. You've had to come, haven't you? Well, it is exactly the same with Jesus and heaven. All have his invitation to come. But to enjoy it, you need to respond. You need to come to him in prayer. You need to respond to this. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I'm going to pray for us now. And if you would like to echo the prayer in your heart, in the quietness of your heart, Jesus is here by his Spirit. He will hear and he will welcome you with open arms. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, please help us to accept that all of the burdens and the weariness that we have, we can't deal with it ourselves. We can't deal with our sin ourselves. Please help us to believe. Help us to believe in you, Lord, that you really exist, that you really love us, and that you can sort the problems out and bring us to heaven. And so, help us to come. Help us to come to you, even today, for the first time, to come and trust in you. And we thank you so much for your promise that you will take away the burden, that you will give us your much lighter rest for our souls. Now and for all eternity. We pray this in your name. Amen.